From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. North Korean official defects. The second highest ranking official at North Korea's embassy in London has defected to South Korea, according to the South Korean Unification Ministry. Ministry spokesman Jeong Joon-hee announced that Tae Yong-ho had arrived with his family in the South Korean capital of Seoul and that they are currently under government protection. Performing his duties as deputy ambassador in London, Tae seemed to back totally his North Korea government party line. This is from a speech he gave last November to the Communist Party of Great Britain.
Socialism is not something in the air. Socialism is reality. If you read our papers and the magazines and the photos, you can see how socialism is carried on and put into practice.
Tae told South Korean officials he defected out of disgust with the government of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Russian warplanes flew from Iran to carry out airstrikes in Syria for a second day today, the Russian Defense Ministry said. The strikes originating from Hamadan Air Base targeted Islamic State militants. The first round of airstrikes yesterday, they say, were aimed at Islamic State, as well as the jihadist group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as al-Nusra Front. The Speaker of Iran's Parliament, Ali Larijani, also stressed Wednesday that Iran had not given Russia a permanent base in its territory. U.S. defense spokesman Colonel Chris Garver in Iraq said Tuesday that U.S.-led coalition cleared the way for the Russian planes to carry out their first mission.
It didn't impact our operations, and it gave us enough time to react to make sure that the route in and the route out did not impact coalition operations.
This is VOA News.